This is Dodging Death with Stephen Williams Jr. and Ryan Patton.
Yeah, I've had the negative test.
Have you? Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I had one on Sunday. I went for it after being out on Saturday.
Oh, fucking
hell. I was allowed. I asked for advice and I was told that it was...
Paul, right. I reckon you were in Concert Square last night protesting.
I was.
Pushing the police car. You must go.
I was telling everyone to take the masks off.
Yeah. Joe's taking away our liberties.
This is one of the very few times in life I've agreed with Piers Morgan. And I feel dirty doing it as well.
I think everyone's had that feeling over the last couple of months.
No, I know.
Have you currently got a checkered dressing gown?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I'm currently wearing a robe like I'm Ron Weasley at Christmas.
That looks designer. That was what brand are we talking there?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Can you perhaps see the label?
Primark. No.
George. As the George.
Well, I'll tell you. I've gone from traveling internationally in cabins with balconies and underfloor heating to going, oh, let's not turn on the heating. I'm just going to put a robe on.
I didn't know my mum was on Dodging Death.
Yeah, your transition to a middle-aged lady is complete.
I'm surprised it's taken this long.
All the warning signs were there. Just sped up a little bit through lockdown.
Yeah, at this point, it was like, well, I'm literally not going to be leaving the house for at least another month, so fuck it. I'm giving up. Yeah, all my curries are now incredibly mild. You know,
practically a yogurt.
Paul seeing this as an attack.
I like a hot curry.
Do you though, Paul? Very much. I've been in an Indian with you, Paul, and you're very much your chicken masala is what you are.
No, you two have been pleasantly surprised.
Chicken masala is a curry, isn't it?
Chicken tikka masala.
I don't know. I saw the confidence drain out your eyes as you search your brain for one of the curry dishes
on the mild side of the menu.
Yeah, the cogs turn and balti masala, jalfrezi. What one am I going to go for? I'm going to go for chicken masala.
There was such a pregnant pause before saying it as well. Yeah. Masala.
See, I think for masala, does it not have to be combined with tikka? Is it like does. Tikka masala?
Well, it's a chicken tikka masala.
Yeah. So you wouldn't just say your chicken masala. You'd be looked at as though you were. Yeah.
So if you're going to insult the mild curries, and get it right, please. Yeah. The mild curries, which I do not have, I'll have you know. I'll get a chicken tikka masala hot.
But you get a butter chicken mild.
No, I don't. I get butter chicken hot.
No, I've heard you order, Paul. You get butter chicken and say, hold on the chili.
I'll have a butter chicken, but make it closer to a masala.
you want a petty flu in your butter chicken, Paul? Cool it down a bit.
I have no such thing.
If I see any of those green chilies floating around, I'll be having words with the chef. That's exactly what you say.
I've seen you eat a green chili and cry on the back of it.
I didn't cry.
Cry and what I could only describe as an avalanche coming from your nose as well.
That's true.
How his nose normally just is, though, Paul.
To provide a bit of context to that tale, we were in a Tex-Mex in Bruges.
Yeah.
And there was and it was your burger, wasn't it, Paul? You had two green chilies on the top of your burger.
Probably because I have hot food.
Yeah, I went no, but you didn't want the green chili, so I in my machismo, my bravado, yeah, said I'll eat the chili. So I pried it from the toothpick that was holding your burger together and leapt in whole, and it did. It destroyed me. I was absolutely I was sweating and the nose was flowing.
I don't think I could adopt any kind of bravado wearing this.
Oh, yeah.
Can I also
no one's
just
ever
say
had
my...
less bravado than me right now?
My burger was bigger than being held together by a toothpick as well. It was much more of a skewer. It was a skewer rather than
a toothpick. Oh, yeah, I suppose. When does a toothpick become a skewer? That's my question. How long's a piece of string?
Well, hello, fellas.
Hello, Stephen, yeah. I like that we've left him with the big questions this week.
Well, to answer your question, I would say anything over an inch.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon so, yeah.
Yeah, you can't be picking your teeth with something bigger than an inch, can you?
You're there with a broomstick.
It's practically, what are they called? Norris pencils.
What's a Norris pencil?
Oh, yeah.
Remember those pencils we had in school?
Yeah. Remember, we used to have a teacher called Mr. Norris, and he used to get a cob on if you said he owned the pencils.
Oh, God, that would be the class. I wasn't...
Totally passed me by all of this.
This was before Ryan, I believe. This was...
Yeah, this was pre-Ryan. Oh,
BR.
Yeah. BR, yeah.
Yeah.
as it's famously abbreviated. And after, it's obviously called Anno Domini as well.
This was 3BR.
Well, I've got to. I'm using this as an atheist. I'm using this as something as a confession booth because I committed a crime this week, fellas.
Ooh.
Was it buying that house coat?
Yeah, I think there's a life sentence there. Yeah, bring back the death penalty.
Is our special guest this week Gokwan?
do you say robe or house coat? Or
I say robe.
I say dressing gown.
So I say house coat.
Really?
Oh God! Oh, three varying perspectives. That's interesting, isn't it?
Should do a poll. Can we do a poll on Twitter to see on Instagram?
Oh yeah.
Have we ever done a poll?
I think robe and house coat, considering how these normally differences between us normally go, I think they're both awfully pretentious.
Oh, I think house coat is a little bit northern, whereas your robe, I feel like an emperor.
Yeah, but I think house coat as well. House coat's giving it more standing than what it deserves.
Do you think? No.
Yeah, house coat's got prestige, similar to the robe.
House coat is something you see a middle-aged lady go to Aldi wearing.
No, I don't think that. I think they're both given it as though it's like a like something to an indicator of someone's like status.
I'm gonna be, if I went into an actual confession booth, I don't think this is the conversation I'd have with the priest.
Steve, we need a picture of your Steve and put it on the Instagram, and we'll do a poll.
Okay, yeah. I'll upload it along with this episode, and you know, where normally we upload a post kind of teasing the episode that will get them listening, won't it?
How ridiculous does Stephen look on a scale of 1 to 1,000,000?
So, as you know, I moved into this new place probably, I don't know, 3-4 months ago now, and it didn't come with the green bin.
Oh.
Now, I assume green bin is nationwide. I know the colours vary, but green, of course, is your gardening waste.
Yeah. Do you know what? Just a bit of a tag on this. I don't think I have a green bin.
Really?
We don't have a green bin.
No.
I don't think you two have a garden.
Yeah, I was going to say the L9 area, maybe we just don't have grass.
Yeah.
We do have a garden.
When you venture into your L10s, Paul.
I do have a garden. It's grassless, but it's a garden.
I think what you have is a yard then.
I have a yard. No, because we could have grass if we wanted. We're like the bald men who shave the head by choice.
We've opted to get rid of the hair.
Shaved the lawn. We thought we like the look. It's not genetics.
Yeah. Pre-Istanbul, that wasn't my decision. it didn't come with a green bin, but there's a good amount of the shrubbery outside here that needs to be kempt. So it's been a real madam to try and keep on top of. And I got in touch with the council.
Oh, did you?
I did. I got in touch with the council.
As though they haven't got buddy, bigger fish to fry at the moment as Liverpool enters tier 3 lockdown and you're phoning up to talk about the garden. And
I know the test and trace isn't working, and I know there's no ICU beds, and I know there's no hospital beds, and I know everyone's dying, but where's my green? Do you not know who I am?
What do I do with my foliage?
Have you not seen the excess shrubbery?
This will be on the front page of the Echo tomorrow.
Do you really want me to put it in a purple bin?
So I got in touch with them, and they said you've got two choices. One, you can have one for free, but you need to come and pick it up.
Where'd you pick a bin from?
I believe it's Litherland. Now,
surprised I didn't get a phone call at this point.
I thought, Paul, your car is a bit too small for a full-sized bin. And also,
we fitted a piano in, so...
No, well, that's true. Also, though, I thought I'd look ridiculous on public transport with it.
you could have put Callum inside, and every so often he just popped out and scared someone.
Like his Top Cat.
Yeah. Like a Jack in the Box.
Or couldn't you have, like, sort of... They've got wheels, haven't they? Like, sort of tied to the back of the car. As though, like Marty McFly.
Like Marty McFly, yeah.
like attached to the back of the car, but it's just the bin.
Yeah, what happens when it breaks?
It pulls the one in front and he speeds. It might disappear. It ends up in 2002. They said it's free, but you have to come and collect it. If you want us to deliver it, it's £35. Now, regardless of what I said before about the heating, I do still have a spare £35. Nevertheless, I thought, I don't like the fact that, you know, it can be free and it's just slightly out my reach. So...
It's not slightly out your reach. It's about 6 miles.
Yeah, it's two trains away. So I just kind of put up with it. And as you say, secretly putting the garden waste in the other bins. However, over the road, a neighbor appears to have moved out.
Oh,
yes, they... have a green bin.
When you say appears to have moved out, in what way?
Well, in that I've not seen them in about 2 weeks.
Well, with that, your train of thought, it's like, oh, I'll steal the bin. It's not that, oh, you might have passed away or something like that. This person needs urgent attention. It's, oh, I can get a bin out of this.
Either way, they don't need the bin anymore, though. So.
Well, exactly. You know, I'm putting the bin to good use. You could say I'm recycling it. even though the green bin isn't quite for recycling, can I just bathe in that gang anyway?
No, it was good. It was good.
No,
I'm gonna give you that. Do you know what? You didn't even have to bring it back. That we'd moved on.
Oh, really?
You didn't need to sort of grovel for the credit for that. We gave it.
Yeah. Okay, would you mind cutting this bit? Because it's your turn to edit this week. So anyway, I thought this is my opportunity. I waited until the dead of night. And I tip. Well, I say that it's early, it goes dark early now, so it was probably about 9:30. So I tiptoed over, you know, peering around. I was wearing the slipper slides as people do at that time of night.
I thought you'd be wearing the house coat to deal with the cold.
I'm not kidding. I was.
That could be your gimmick. That, as a thief, you're like the pretentious thief.
It's a little bit Ebenezer, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, you could bring the Ebenezer look into the modern day. It could end up being like, no, a superhero with a cape where it ends up getting in the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're doing like a big like bank robbery and you're running away from...
And the knot unfurls.
You get arrested for flashing as well as robbing. Public indecency as well as the armed robbery.
So I went over, I grabbed the bin, I brought it back home, and the other two bins here have got a sticky number on the front. Because I'd predetermined what I was going to do, I bought another one of those numbers and I stuck it on the front in the dead of night.
Where did you buy the numbers from?
The range. It seems like an inconsequential tidbit, that, Ryan.
I don't know where you'd get one of those numbers from. Just, if I wouldn't be capable to commit this crime.
Oh, no. So I went to the range. The numbers actually are made of the material that runners and cyclists have on. You know, that reflective material so you can see it at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, what's the point?
Is it when...
Maybe those people want to steal them in the dead of night.
I thought it was... So for the bin men, when they're collecting the bins in the dead of... In like the midwinter, and it's still dark until like...
Oh, you know what? Maybe.
They can still see the numbers.
I don't believe that any... I thought it might have been... So that the bin reflected then in the dark, so that the bin men could see that there was a bin in the road. But I'm not having that. Anybody is stupid enough to crash into a bin.
I feel like that's a little callback to my driving test there, Paul.
Listeners, go back to episode 3.
Early Dodge and Death, that. I shan't be addressing him.
So I tell you, I was giddy with the fact that I now had the bin. It was free. It was like the whole ruse had come together. Anyway, so this happened on Monday. Tuesday, people are now in that house.
Oh, so there was actually people have moved out.
Well, I don't know either. They've been away and just come back.
Was it paramedics? They wear this green uniform. They went in with a gurney. Quite clearly investigating whereabouts the bin has gone.
So I didn't know this neighbour. So now either they've just been on, you know, a breakaway, presumably still in the country. They've gone to the lakes for 2 weeks. Or they're new people who have moved in to this house, and the first impression is that they've had the bin stolen.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
So I don't know what should I do in this situation now.
The
I just go with it. They're never, ever, ever going to expect it was the gay couple over the road, the lad that walks around in the checkered robe.
The whole
you're
going to
be the least suspect ever.
Yeah, the hallmark of a great crime is to walk away and just forget about it.
No, you say that, but don't they say the bad thieves, they return to the scene of the crime? It's over the road.
Yeah, but that's when you've got like a sort of a psychological like connection to it. So like if like a serial killer will return to the scene of his crime.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
They're obsessed by it. But I'm hoping that you haven't got the same psychology as a serial killer. So you're not just loitering around this like garden and start asking some loads of questions about where they dispose of the garden.
So when you mow your lawn, what do you do with it?
I think it might be an installer bin, you know.
But the issue now, I got such a thrill doing it that I'm concerned the next time you two come around, the whole front will just be full of random bins.
Oh, this is a gateway crime.
This
is like the start of Breaking Bad, this.
You know, first, it's the green bin. Next, it's going to be that container that has salt for when the roads are icy.
All your waste management facilities, you're stealing a lot.
Come home next week and have a skip in the living room. I'm sorry, Callum, I couldn't help it. I couldn't.
It's just one last job and then I'm out.
So I don't know. Can you relieve me of my crime?
I forgot this. We approach this as a sort of confession.
Yeah.
Say like 5 Hail Marys and you're done.
I'm all right.
I think Mary would forgive you for that. I think she'd love a waste facility robbery. Old, was it Mary Magdalene? Or that was that Jesus' rumoured girlfriend?
Oh.
Yeah. That was it? The Da Vinci Code, wasn't it? That?
Yeah, so Mary Magdalene.
I thought Mary Magdalene was the mother.
Mm.
I don't like the idea of there being two Marys.
Well, a Freud would have a field day with Jesus, wouldn't he? No. Someone had feelings towards his mum.
Yeah. Coincidentally, both brunette. Mm.
Yeah. Jesus. Do you know what? Jesus would probably need therapy in the modern day, I think.
I reckon so, because he was a man who had lots of weight on his shoulders, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got no father issues, mother issues, quite clearly.
Oh, yeah. His mother essentially was disowning him in a sense of going, well, I wasn't the one getting pregnant with you.
And poor Joseph, he wouldn't have taken any of that news well. All the stuff around his birth, I reckon that would have weighed heavy on Joseph. I think he probably didn't treat Jesus very well at times, but a bit short with him.
Anyone who can do magic tricks has always got a screw loose. There's always something missing.
That sums it up, doesn't it? Why did Jesus start performing miracles? It was to get the attention he didn't get.
From home. Craving that attention.
He was.
Do you remember when I used to be a magician?
Well, I was going to ask you this, actually. How are you keeping up in the practice of it? I feel like, is it like riding the bike?
Well, I don't know. I was doing my show consistently for years. Now, Jesus Christ, the poor audience who's going to see the debut.
You're going to try and shuffle a deck and it's going to go everywhere. So. Sorry about this. I'm a little bit rusty.
I'm going to be halfway through a trick and go, hold on, how's this done again?
You're as thrilled as the ending of the audience are.
Fucking hell!
I fucking got it, you helicopter. Don't know where it came from, to be honest. It's fucked it out of nowhere.
I mean, at this point, I feel like I'm no longer a magician.
Yeah, because the magician can't really keep in the practice of doing things without... A magician is not without a stage.
You need the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I was thinking about, you know, what other jobs I can do. And I did think to myself, I wonder if I can go into the male model game.
Oh, that is what you leaped for first.
That was my first thought.
Male model.
But then I thought, if I was to go into the male model game, it would very much be for a vanilla company like Matalan, where I'd end up. I'm not talking your edgy companies, not even your River Islands.
No, I think with that dressing gown, you would be a good model for George, you know, the Asda brand. Yeah. I think you'd be quite good at that.
Yeah, but it's a supermarket clothing line, you know.
Next home wear.
Yeah.
I can imagine you sitting on a next couch.
It's hardly Tom Ford, is it?
No, I think you budget high street. I reckon you could do that.
Mm.
You didn't start on the cruise ships. You started in the classrooms and in the kids'
true.
Parties.
No, it's that's true. Your weddings, and you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Sunak said you've got to retrain.
I know.
Did you take the government retraining test?
Oh, actually, I did take the retraining test.
Okay, and how was your experience?
I tell you, I took the retraining test, and I completely forgot to bring it up, so I'm thrilled that you've thought about this, Ryan. I took a few screenshots.
did it say you should go into cyber, whatever, whatever cyber is? What is cyber?
So I'm sure people are aware, although I was looking at our statistics before, and more than in the UK, the bulk of our listeners are in America. Only 35% of our listenership is from the UK. 55% is from America.
That is interesting.
Everyone else from the rest of the world. So we'll explain it.
Hey, sorry about the interruption. Dodging Death podcast is completely free. But if you want to support the show and get lots of extras, you can on Patreon. Not only will you get the episodes 24 hours before everyone else and without this part in them, But depending on your tier, you'll also get everything from exclusive merch to the team recording live in your home. So to find out more and help support the show, visit patreon.com/dodgingdeathpodcast.
So for any listeners who are out of the UK, our government have suggested that anyone who has lost their job, whether they're in the arts or not, on account of the pandemic, should retrain.
Yes.
That they should, you know, hone the skills into something new, harness that new career.
Yes. The notorious ad that they sent out that thought it would really capture the heart of the nation yeah. was of a ballet dancer called Fatima, and she was preparing for a ballet routine.
Yeah.
And it was said that Fatima's next job is in cyber, but she just doesn't know it yet. That was a good thing. Poor Fatima thinking, living out her dreams as a ballet dancer.
Yeah, there's pirouettes.
Oh, yeah. She's going to work in IT. She just doesn't have a fucking clue, yeah. What a heartwarming advert. What positivity breathed by this government to the nation.
Fatima's been training for this since she was about 3 years old, but now behind a desk she goes.
Fatima, ever heard of AVG?
How much do you know about malware, Fatima?
All you've got to say is turn it off.
Yeah.
Give it 5 minutes. Turn it back on. You're sorted. Next customer.
Yeah.
Put the ballerina shoes down.
Give your feet a break.
I've got a good line. Forget the pirouette. Here's the Ethernet.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, you know, et. A bit of a verb.
You see, what we can't have taking off the Ryan is all of us suddenly adopting, I have a good line.
No, because we were all leaping, we were all going.
Yeah.
Everyone's Zoom tile was all yellow, and I was like, I need this pirouette Ethernet line needs the attention. I was like, Jesus turning water into wine, just craving the attention of his father.
So the test, you fill out a questionnaire of, I don't know, 10, 20 questions, whatever, and it gives you honed results, what you're destined for in the new normal. So presumably you two haven't done it.
No.
Well, I went through it, and top result, a criminal intelligence analyst.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was doing something like that because he was going to go into the...
Into the private detective game.
Into the private detective game.
No, that's true. I went into this not with a huge amount of optimism, because I might have told you before, when I was in school and had to do the job kind of form to work out where I could be, my result was a librarian's assistant. So I was a bit dismayed by what might come of this, but so far so good. I carried on scrolling down underneath boxer. I thought, you've started strong, it's gotta be downhill.
Boxer.
No, what on earth are they basing that on?
What weight category would you even be in? I don't even invented the weight category that you'd be able to participate in. It'd be you alone, no contenders.
Fighting in the under 12s.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, what had I filled out on the survey that made them go, you know what? He needs a gold belt.
Did you do like some like trash talk on there, like Muhammad Ali?
Joe, he'd do a mean press conference, wouldn't he?
Next one down, football referee.
Oh my god.
It's almost like our government algorithms don't work.
but the thing with all these algorithms, though, it doesn't just not work. It's not just like a little bit shit. It's like it's a catastrophe.
Oh, it's so far. I mean, football referee, that as a suggestion, I'd say is offside. Does it work?
That doesn't even work shows how unsuited you are to be a football referee.
Oh, I mean, I went into that all guns blazing.
Yeah, I mean, I can sort of see the premise behind the gag a little bit.
Oh,
I'm not quite.
You know, I'm trying to work with where I'm given there, and I don't have enough knowledge on the subject. And the final one underneath that, bingo caller.
See, now this, it's sort of bringing
they made
back
a U-turn at this point.
Yeah, a little bit of credibility. I think you'd be a good bingo caller.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Do you know all the abbreviations or the not
well
abbreviations,
in
really,
my so. Brief time working at a holiday park, I was a bingo caller on a number of occasions.
Oh really?
Yeah, I was. But
do you really drain the resources out of the staff at those holiday parks? Don't think they get in.
The worst part is that's no longer the saddest time of your life. Because 2020 has completely eclipsed it now.
Yeah, what you'd give to have a blue coat on now. Doing the YMCA.
The most crushing part of the bingo caller job was, because this was quite an understaffed holiday park, they were really strict about the rules in bingo, and no one is allowed to talk who's taking part, so that, you know, there's no ambiguity with the numbers being called. So if anybody did talk over the mic, I had to go, oh, could you be quiet, please? And I had to shush. I was a professional shusher.
Oh, that's amazing.
I should have come up on the list.
Yeah, so the audience hated me.
Did you have authority as the shusher? Did the shushers work?
Well, I'll give you a demonstration. I'm gonna read two numbers here, and I want you two to start chatting amongst yourselves.
Okay.
So, I don't know, two fat ladies, 88.
Can you imagine Steve as a football referee, Paul?
Can we hush down, please? We have more numbers. Hush down.
There was agency there. There was some good. I feel that's key to a shush, isn't it?
You say that, but I feel like the more urgency I, you know, take on, the more camp I become. You know, my a real camp. Come on, please. You know,
that wasn't camp. That was doing like a Bangladeshi accent or something. That was like you were auditioning for like a role in Little Britain or something.
Oh yeah, that was very that was not my intention as I did it. Maybe that's what they were saying amongst themselves. So yeah, that's what the government thinks I should be doing in my life now.
Yeah, I think if you start looking into the bingo game, see if Mecha Bingo have got any vacancies opening.
Maybe it could be our next feature. Eyes down, looking. A friend of mine, Mark, says his dad invented bingo halls as we know it.
Oh, nonsense. Absolute lie. out and out lie. I mean, how do you invent the bingo hall? Wasn't it just like
a hall?
Yeah, the hall, and then that happens to have bingo taking place.
I don't
it?
Know did he invent the mechanism that gets the numbers, or... the dabber. Maybe he invented the dabber.
me and Hannah are prone to a bingo hall.
Oh, you love a bit of bingo.
Bring you back to the start of this episode when I suggested I host this podcast with two middle-aged ladies.
When Paul's camera comes back on, he's going to be wearing one of those hats with the dangly ball at the end.
I'm actually honoured that you describe his middle-aged. I'm normally much the
no, that's
end.
True.
I know, yeah, it's
the
true,
higher
yeah,
end.
Yeah. He's a middle-aged lady. You're more a 75-year-old fella.
Yeah, I feel like Paul's got his free-to-travel card on the bus.
Yeah. You know. Your ideal morning, Paul, is getting the race and post and going to like a pub and getting like a bitter, watching your horses come in.
What a day. What a day.
Well, shall we go into the feature?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Ryan, it was your turn to host this week, but instead, I've got out, I've dusted off my tuxedo, and you'll note I've popped in my monocle for this week's feature.
Is that what's hidden underneath the dressing gown? It's gonna be a reveal, like a Superman reveal.
Yeah, that's why I needed something loose over the top to whip it off. Yes, well, I insisted I'm going to dress this way and do it to keep in line with this week's feature, which is called Ask Jeeves.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Are we liking it?
Oh, yeah. That's our strongest title since... Since Ryan Keaton, to be honest, which was 2 weeks ago, but like, we've been in good form with the titles.
A lot of these titles have been coming about in bed, actually lying in bed, and I don't like looking at my phone in bed, so I've been dictating, this is genuinely true, I've been going, Alexa, at 9 a.m. tomorrow, remind me about Ask Jeeves.
That is the most Alan Partridge thing I've ever heard in my life. That is literally what he does in the show. You're going to suggest you fostling with Chris Eubank next week.
Right, so this game is all about the famous search engine Ask Jeeves.
Oh, I was going to say me then.
No, that's the name, isn't it? That's the pun title.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Keaton wasn't about Ryan Paul.
Yeah, Paul, it's never about us.
Yeah, are you like an agony aunt, Paul, and we're just asking you questions? So this is all about the search engine Ask Jeeves. Are we aware of it? You know it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer Ask Jeeves. I can't believe Google beat him.
Really?
I thought Jeeves was here to stay.
Well, unfortunately not. What year did he go? Maybe a question. So, go on.
No, I was gonna do more
more about him going.
Yeah, when Jeeves passed away, but I imagine it's probably gonna be a
save
question.
It. Save it.
It's got gold here, gold banked.
So here we go with round one of Ask Jeeves. So the original homepage to Ask Jeeves, you had your classic search box, as we know search engines do. Below it, there was a checkbox. The checkbox said something. Which one of these did it say? Was it A, click here if you don't want to see sex questions?
Ooh.
Was it B, click here if you don't want to see medical questions? Or was it C, click here if you don't want to see political questions?
Ooh.
So, you know the way Google says, like, I'm feeling lucky?
Yeah.
It's got a bit more panache Google's way. You can see why Jeeves didn't last as long.
I know the I'm feeling lucky thing is also quite baffling, isn't it? How bored are you that you go, that you type in google.com and just see what Google suggests you should be looking at?
Well, it's been a long lockdown, hasn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, lockdown could last an infinity, a million years, and I wouldn't go, oh, let's see what Google wants me to look at.
I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
I'm feeling lucky.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Yeah, so if you go onto Google, it still is a feature, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Despite saying I wouldn't do this in a million years, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, I've just done it, and I'm going to click. I've just put the mouse over it, and it says I'm feeling puzzled.
Oh, so I clicked I'm feeling lucky, and I've got an array of Google doodles.
Oh, I've got Google doodles.
Yeah.
Well, I kept moving my mouse. It ended up, I'm feeling hungry. I've clicked it, and it suggested some restaurants nearby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, does it not realize we're in tier 3 lockdown? Nice one, Google.
It's just changed to 2. I'm feeling trendy. I don't think it can see my robe. Right, so there are your options. Which of those was a potential clickable option on Ask Jeeves? Was it click here if you don't want to see sex questions, medical questions, or political questions?
I think it's B. I'm going to go B because I think people don't want, like, when you Google something now, it always ends up telling you that you're going to die.
That's it, when you self-diagnose.
When you self-diagnose, I don't think I've ever not had cancer. Honestly, like every week.
Yeah, you would say don't think the worst, but then last week, Paul, you did have coronavirus, so probably maybe you should think the worst sometimes.
When I Googled my symptoms, coronavirus was a lucky escape. Much better than lung cancer, brain tumour, and whatever else.
But yeah. So, what are we thinking? Paul, you're saying I'm going medical. B. Okay.
I think although it's going to be whatever the answer is going to be mad, I think Jeeves as a butler would be a bit of a prude, so would be nowhere near sex being part of his brand. But I think like it wouldn't be so open, like don't ask me sex questions.
Yeah, but homepage as well. Yeah, or politics.
I'm gonna go sex, sort of like a thing of like how the internet has been taken over by sex.
Okay,
that was a strange nod from old Jeeves to me. what political party do you think Jeeves would be he'd definitely be a conservative, wouldn't he?
Oh, Jeeves? Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, Jeeves ain't left wing.
But do you think since they got rid of Jeeves, there'll be a photo of him in the paper, like one of those disgraced politicians leaving the courtroom? the tie down a bit, the top button undone.
Yeah. In a pub past curfew, got caught with a pint. No, he wouldn't drink a pint, Jeeves, would he?
Oh, no, very much a sherry. So,
I'm going A, I'm going sex.
Click here if you don't want to see sex questions. Paul, you're saying medical.
Yeah.
Medical. One of you has it right. And I can confirm it is Ryan Patton.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
That is surprising me.
Bizarre. Such a bizarre thing.
Yeah. Whoever made that move to put that on a Jeeves homepage, that probably started the downfall.
Well, this is the original incarnation of the page, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not something that came at a later date.
That is insane. The thought process behind that move is
absolutely bizarre.
Mental.
Right. Well, that's 1 point to you. Let's go to round two. To celebrate the 10th anniversary of Ask Jeeves being a thing, the concept. You can have a normal search on there, but they really promote you putting in a question. That's what their gimmick is. So
yeah, they were really sticklers for the phrasing.
They were. So to celebrate the 10 years, they published a list of the 10 most popular, the 10 most popular but unanswerable questions.
Oh,
okay. Number 3 was, do blondes have more fun? That was number 3 on the list.
Do you think that was loads of insecure blondes? Like, I feel like should we get more from life than this?
Well, I looked into it, and research shows that those with lighter hair are perceived as more bubbly and open, sometimes a bit more needy. You know, exhibit A. All that said, statistically, blondes earn more than brunettes and redheads. So my question to you is, each year, how much more do they earn? Is it A, £600, B, £900, or C, £1,100?
This is the most bizarre question we've ever had. I haven't got a clue what you're talking. I'm literally just gonna go. I'll go B because it's down the middle, and because I haven't got a clue what you're talking.
I mean,
about.
I did have to go around the houses to get there to break it down, Paul, to get it to its core. Blonde people earn more than everybody else, but how much more? Is it £600, £900, or £1,100?
I thought the question was gonna be, what is the most asked unanswerable question?
It could have been Paul, but I'd already predetermined my Exhibit A gag when I read it. And really, the whole thing was leading towards that. Not the strongest gag of the show, but I just wanted to get it in.
So yeah, the whole question was all about you.
Yeah, I suppose, considering like the Ash Jeeves, the premise of this game is quite good, but you've sort of gone well away from it. Yeah, the actual question of the question two as well is like not really related to Ash Jeeves.
So to find out a question in Ash Jeeves, you've had to go on and Google the answer.
Yeah.
You think annually 1,100 more?
Yeah, to be honest, just to take apart the question once again, it's not really, it's not that drastic an increase, really. Annually 600, 900 or 1,100 is not really that much of a difference.
Yeah, but it is a difference nonetheless.
A month, isn't it? It's £100 a month.
I know, yeah. But
here
like
we go, Paul. That's the attitude.
Thank you. For a question, I'm wanting like, yo, God, $5,000, that's mad.
Let me just see what I've got for question three. you're not gonna like question three. No.
it's a question about Paul Burrell or something, just because of the butler connection.
Someone I feel like we don't talk about enough.
I know Paul Burrell. He should be an episode of one of the Dodge and Death Presents.
Oh, let's do it. I'll go, Brian.
I'll go B, please.
You're going £900
right
annually.
Away from the Dodging Death Presents conversation.
So £900 more to the blondes, Ryan.
I'm going 1,100, I think C.
Okay, we have locked in the answers and both of you are incorrect.
Ah,
blonde people statistically earn what is actually £610 more a year.
Which is such minimum. What's that divided by 12? What, they're getting more a month? Is this after tax as well? Or
Ryan, I'm not heckling your features like this.
to be fair, my last feature that I hosted got a claim from you, if anything. Listerine. If you want to cast your mind back to 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember. But at what point in the night did you come up with that and tell your device to remember it for you? Okay, so Ryan, you still have 1 point. Paul, nothing thus far. Question three. What was the... So this is a bit of a stretch, this one.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ. If this is a stretch...
No, this is a bit of a stretch because there was only so much in, you know, generally interesting facts about Ask Jeeves. So this one's actually about Google. Because it's a search engine.
There was that little Ask Jeeves trivia. You had one question from it.
Well, the bonus round kind of comes into it.
It would have been better to do the round about me rather than Ask Jeeves.
I mean, one of the potential questions, just to show you how bland they would have been, the character of Jeeves was taken from which author? It's like, oh, who gives a shit?
That's relevant, though. And I don't know that. I'd say Roald Dahl, maybe.
It's multiple... Okay, this isn't part of the point system, but very quickly, was it F. Scott Fitzgerald, P.G. Woodhouse, or Ernest Hemingway?
Oh, this is a good question.
Oh, well... Shall we make this question three?
Can't we make it question two?
Okay, you know what? We've committed to it at this point. We have four rounds and a bonus round.
Yeah, so, unheard of.
And yeah, this is a first. So, question three. The character of Jeeves was taken from which author? F. Scott Fitzgerald, P.G. Woodhouse, or Ernest Hemingway?
I'm gonna go A.
F. Scott Fitzgerald, famously The Great Gatsby, of course.
Yeah, you can imagine Jeeves as a butler as well at one of Jay Gatsby's parties. But uh-huh. I don't think that's the case.
Okay, who are you thinking?
I'm quite unfamiliar with B. And
so P.G. Woodhouse.
Yeah. And I can't imagine Jeeves being in a Hemingway novel. So I'm going to go B.
Okay. Well, one of you has it right. Now, Paul, Gatsby, of course, lavish parties. They would have had butlers. But unfortunately, it was P.G. Woodhouse.
Oh.
That is 2 points to Ryan. Let's go with for a first, round four.
Oh. This is a mammoth feature.
Round four, of course, being about Google. So, what was the original name for Google?
Oh my God. That is so unrelated to last year's. Thank God we had round three.
It's a search engine. Okay, was it A, back rub? Was it B, blue ribbon? Or was it C, quantum computer services?
Oof. God, I can see why they changed it. I don't think that would have taken over the world quite the same way. Back rub.
So, yeah, it was either back rub, blue ribbon, or quantum computer services.
I think it was B.
Blue ribbon?
Blue ribbon.
Are you saying blue ribbon as like a ribbon, like a bow, or that's blue ribbons as though as like the very mediocre chocolate bar?
Oh, no, not the chocolate bar. Singular ribbon.
No wafer. You're not referring to the wafer.
Oh, wafer free.
Okay, back rub seems too insane for me.
Okay.
I don't see how it could. You could maybe say it's the equivalent of getting a back rub, the fact how easy we're going to provide you with the answer to your question.
That's as much as a stretch as this question.
Yeah, it's sort of Google's like a virtual back rub, if you will. However, I don't think it's that.
No, so it's either blue ribbon or quantum computer services.
I'm going to go quantum computer services. I reckon he probably didn't realize what they were onto at first and just thought it was very, very tech-minded people, not really realizing the market. And
they didn't think it'd be wide, very much an intranet.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so Paul, what are you saying?
I'll go B.
You're saying blue ribbon.
Yes.
I can confirm. Both of you are incorrect.
Oh, back rub.
Google was originally called back rub. Blue ribbon is actually Blue Ribbon Sports, which was Nike originally, and quantum computer services was AOL.
Oh.
Yeah. So is it,
it's 2-0, but
2-0, but we of course have the bonus round and we go back to your friend of mine, Jeeves. So Jeeves was ultimately let go of, much like we all have been in the pandemic.
Jeeves is retraining us.
Now it's just ask. There's no ask Jeeves. What year did they remove Jeeves?
So is ask.com still a thing?
Yeah. They're not really pushing the whole question thing anymore.
Even they've been... they've been superseded by Bing and everything now, haven't they?
No, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So what year do we think?
I think Jeeves was still around when we started school.
Yeah.
So I'm going post 2005. I think we could rely on our old friend Jeeves to answer our questions. Do you know what? I'm gonna go the recession 2008. I think they let him go then.
2008. I mean, he was commanding the big bucks, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Jeeves?
when the bubble burst in 08, the financial crisis. Yeah, I reckon that's when Jeeves was cut.
I was thinking
2007 or 2008. So I'll go 2007 just to mix it up.
This is your classic approach to this.
Oh, he loves doing this.
Yeah, you let me show my work and then just go around it.
Okay. The winner of this week's feature is Paul G.
Oh, yes!
Coming in at 2006 was when they let go of Jeeves.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what a victory.
I mean, once again.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I'm actually devastated with that one.
Oh, that was a true reaction there.
Because it was my work, and as Paul, you would have gone bloody mid 90s or something. I reckon.
No, I was thinking 2007, 2008, 2006 maybe.
Okay.
Nah. I reckon was going when, when John Major was PM, I reckon you were thinking more around that time.
Right, we don't have much time left. Shall we do the Discover Steve?
I like the way you do a subtle nod to the fact that we've not upgraded to Zoom Premium every single week. I thought we'd sidestep it this week, but no.
No, we, to let listeners in, are currently looking at a countdown saying we have 6 minutes and 45 seconds left.
Because otherwise, why else wouldn't we have much time left? Why are we against the clock? Okay.
Right, so I'll dive in. Oh, that was Ask Jeeves.
Oh, do you know what? That was a really good premise. That the question's lost away a little bit in the middle, but you know, the bookends were good. And the okay, question, yeah,
I'll take that. A dip in the middle is fine by my standards. So my fact this week: Samsung tests their phone's durability using a buttocks-shaped robot. Yeah, it doesn't convince me to get a Samsung, but nevertheless, I like the fact they do it. Now, Paul, have you got the book to hand?
I do. I have the book. The very dodgy,
the questionable facts. Book.
Yeah, very questionable.
Well, I'm gonna say one. I don't know. I always say okay, 211. Are you fine with that, Ryan? I made an executive decision.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay, 211, Paul. Otherwise, Ryan would have jumped in with 71 because it's a 71th episode. Oh, also there, I said the 71th, is that the 71st episode?
71?
You know what? The countdown's gone to my head.
Yeah, your literacy skills, sorry for when you go for a new job.
71th.
Yeah, your CV is going to be in a right state.
Yeah, what am I going to have? You know, birth to present magician. Okay, Paul. What is the fact? 211, wasn't it?
Yep. So yeah. When moving house, young British adults rate an internet connection as more important than daylight.
Oh. Wow.
And I imagine this this book was published before the podcasting boom as well. So, you know.
Yeah, now more than ever.
More relevant than ever.
I can confirm as well, when I was coming here, first thing I did, can you get a strong connection there? I didn't want the issues that, you know, Paul's having by closing his video down.
I've got plenty of daylight, though. Here I am. I live in a greenhouse.
Hopefully you've got a garden and bin as well, Paul. Steel sort it out, rob one for you.
I did have one, but it got stolen the other night.
And Ryan, what is your fact?
So my fact is, Ben Franklin, Benjamin Franklin?
Yes.
The American Revolutionary.
Of course.
His son was called William Franklin.
Yeah.
And he was a British loyalist.
So
he was his illegitimate child, but they were on opposing sides of the Revolutionary War. See, I'm sort of I'm catering to our American audience here, aren't I?
No, that's true.
But
you won't be catering to any audience if you don't say this in the next 3 minutes 27 seconds.
But Benjamin Franklin held a grudge like nobody, like. What's a good thing for that? I don't know.
You say that, Ryan. You have met the homosexual community, haven't you? If we can do anything, it's hold a grudge.
Benjamin Franklin, when he died, so obviously the Americans won the War of Independence. And when he died, in his will, Benjamin
I feel Franklin, like I'm wandering along the Freedom Trail at this point.
Benjamin Franklin left the shittest bit of land in his that he owned to William Franklin, the British loyalist son. Just and it was a comment to say, like, this is if America hadn't won the war, all this land would be worthless anyway. So it was like a statement from beyond the grave.
Oh,
never let it go.
Okay.
Was it bootle?
Oh, well, good to see you, fellas.
Yeah,
good
to see you, Stephen.
You can follow us on Instagram, which is Paul.
at Dodging Death Podcast.
Oh, we also have to say, we just kind of ramped straight into this week, and it happened just before. A big thank you to Laura for joining the Patreon.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, see, at this point, I feel like it was... I don't want that to sound like an afterthought, that right at the last minute.
It absolutely wasn't an afterthought.
No, it wasn't. So thank you very much, Laura. We honestly hugely appreciate it. You can, if you also want to join the Patreon, where do they go, Ryan?
Patreon.com/DodgingDeathPodcast.
And you can send us an email with absolutely anything to DodgingDeathPodcast@gmail.com. Zoom is saying we have less than a minute left. It's always tense, this moment. yes, well, that's all. And I will see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Leave Dodging Death a 5-star review on iTunes.